Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, well hit to left field. Way back goes this one. It's got a chance. It's going, going, and long gone up under the railroad tracks. Welcome to the World Series, Juan Soto. Nationals tie the game at two as Juan Soto goes opposite field for a tape measure home run onto the railroad tracks. That is Soto's third home run this postseason, and it's a brand new game. The Nationals 2 and the Astros 2.
Garrett Cole had not lost in 19 decisions. The Astros hadn't lost when he was on the mound and they led after one inning. But then they met Juan Soto. Live from Houston, your pals Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. The Nationals lead one game to nothing in the World Series.
You've seen this recipe, haven't you? Nationals get down early. Max Scherzer struggling. Walk. You get a couple hits. Big inning. Settles in. Grits his way through it. Next thing you know, here they come clawing back. Ho-hum. Ryan Zimmerman. Just your first World Series at bat, Mr. 35-year-old. What you gonna do with it? How about you hit a bolt to center field off the invincible Garrett Cole? Hey, Juan Soto, you're a child. You cannot order an alcoholic beverage anywhere in the continental United States.
He can in 2 days.
In a couple days. Happy birthday. Early birthday to Juan Soto. What are you going to do about it? How about oppage? How about three opposite fielder up the middle base hits scalded from Juan Soto? Now all of a sudden it's 2-2. The ballpark, a little bit of a pucker last night, and you watch your Nationals scratch and claw and find a way to win game one.
Yeah, we could just make today Juan Soto Day and do 4 hours on him. That would be warranted and deserved. Last night was incredible. You know, this team has done whatever that was all season long. You use the word grit. I like to say they grind. This is a group of battlers. Remember when everyone used to make fun of Davey Martinez in his press conferences after games because he would sit there and say the boys fought? And everyone tweeted that. Everyone would love to just make fun of Davey Martinez because his quote was the boys fought. Well, guess what happened last night? The boys battled. They fought. They were down 2-0 and they kept scrapping. So go back and delete your tweets from April and May making fun of Davey Martinez's favorite catchphrase because it got the Nats a World Series win last night. Just think about the number of things stacked up against the Nationals yesterday. They won the game they were not supposed to.
That's right.
There was a chance, maybe, that they could split out here in Houston and come back to the nation's capital 1-1, ensuring at least that Sunday game 5 in D.C. But if they were going to do that, it was going to have to be in game 2, right?
Maybe you get game 1. If Max Scherzer does the no-hitter type Max stuff, where he's electric and all four pitches are working. Not the case last night, by the way.
There's a reason why they were so substantially listed as underdogs in Vegas last night. Just thinking about some of the specifics. The Nats are taking on a 107-win Houston team that's been the best in baseball all year last night. On the road in a place where the Astros are unbelievable in the playoffs. They've got their unbeatable, and lately, for a couple of months now, unhittable number one on the mound who nobody can touch. And you have had a 7-day layoff, which has been the detriment to almost all of the teams that have dealt with it before you. You have Max Scherzer on the hill, which is the one good thing going for you. And then he doesn't have his A stuff or his B stuff. And in fact, you fall behind 2-0 after the first inning on the road, and Scherzer barely gets through 5 innings.
He's in high-leverage situation after high-leverage situation, inning after inning after inning. The fact that he didn't allow any other runs to cross is the story of the game that's not going to get talked about.
Right.
That was that was guts. That was basically fastball slider, and the fish weren't biting on anything out of the zone. I mean, tip your cap to Houston. They're great. That offense, you could see why they won a million games and see why they're it's not over yet and how tough and out they are. But Scherzer finding a way to battle through five. I know that's not what people want to hear. When he didn't have A stuff, maybe B stuff, let alone C stuff for Max Scherzer, that was the story last night.
112 pitches in five innings. I don't care what people want to hear. I hope folks understand that what you saw was amazing. That's a 6-7 run outing for most mortals.
That's right.
You know, they leave the game with their team having absolutely no chance in the third inning, down 6-1 or something, because you just don't have it. Not Scherzer. I mean, he stood there and he had skin under his fingernails, just absolutely gutting his way through that thing, scratching and clawing. And despite being on the road, in a hostile environment, in front of 40,000 people in Orange, against a 100-plus win team with Gerrit Cole on the mound and your guys struggling, last night the Nats left Minute Maid Park up 1-0 in this World Series. It really was, I guess, the most apropos way I could put it. It'll sound dumb if you haven't followed this team all year, but I'm going to talk to the people who have. It was very Nationals last night.
It's very national. It's on brand.
It was the nationaliest national win that I've seen in a while.
So you and I had a pretty unique experience. We did pregame for the station. We're down on the field right up until we got, you know, basically ushered off by security folks and people trying to get the game underway, et cetera, grounds crew, and so forth. And we got to talk to a few players. You'll hear some of that on the show today. And we didn't have spots in the press box or even the auxiliary press box. So Charlie and Dave were nice enough to let us sort of awkwardly stand behind them. And we're watching them watch the game, their first World Series game. They're calling the game, and it was a truly unique experience. And I hope we didn't, you know, overstay our welcome. We get to do it again tonight. So I didn't have anything to do after the game. You did. You were going to go down, do some stuff on the field, which is awesome. So I basically was like, you know what? I'm just going to bolt. I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to try to get some rest.
Hall of Fame Irish goodbye from Danny Ruye last night.
So I'm pumping my fist. They're all doing their post-game stuff. They got plenty of work to do. I'm leaving at the same time as the masses. So the press box in Houston, nobody cares about some of the logistics. But you open the door, and you're right there with everybody else. And it's one flight of stairs, and you're out. So I was out with the Houston Astros fans. Just listening. I'm not pumping my fist. I'm not in anybody's face. I can't express to you how stunned they were that this happened this way. All throughout, they just assumed our Astros will do this because we come back also, right? We've got the pedigree. We've got George Springer, who homered in his fifth straight World Series games.
And maybe,
we've got,
by the way,
we've got Altuve.
Maybe they win the thing in five. I certainly hope not. It doesn't look like the Nats are going to just lay down.
But they meant that last night, they're going, I can't believe it.
But they are still happy, I think, largely here in Houston that they're not playing the Dodgers. You know, they thought they were going to have to play maybe Atlanta, or I don't know if they thought St. Louis would have been a tougher challenge. I'm not really sure. But yeah, there was complete and utter shock last night. But it was an amazing experience. The entire day was just unbelievable. We'll try to paint as many pictures for you as we can. But I will say, pregame was sensational. And we'll have another pregame show tonight on the field from Minute Maid from 6 to 7:30. We talked to Mike Rizzo during batting practice next to the cage yesterday. Ryan Zimmerman in the dugout, Brian Dozier and the baby shark Gerardo Parra all joined us. It was a pretty cool deal, and today will be equally as neat, so make sure you're listening from 6 to 7:30 tonight back home East time ahead of Game 2 of this World Series. The atmosphere was great. I mean, the Nationals really, you know, against the Cardinals, because they never trailed in the series, didn't have to combat necessarily. A crowd that was
frenzied,
raucous, right? That was kind of up and animated. And they did last night, time and time again. But you're right about Scherzer. What he did was next level stuff. You know, Juan Soto's just a grown ass dude. I mean, for him to be 20, I was on with Chris Russell real late last night. And he asked me about Soto. I said, you know, I know I'm not supposed to do this. And I'm pretty good generally, having been on a beat before, of separating my ability to be a fan and just to talk about a guy. I find it hard with him. I really love that guy. I think he's going to be one of the greatest of all time. And I'm not exaggerating.
He has a chance, buddy.
He's got everything, man. He's got the mental
makeup.
Stole
a base last night.
Stole a base, three hits, first World Series game. He's been thrown out once all year. He's super smart. he thinks about baseball like he's 10 or 12 years older. His plate discipline all season for the last 2 years has been that of a 10 or 12 year veteran. But the homer that he hit last night, where that ball went in left center in that ballpark, that is the area that the big right-handed hitters
that's
visit.
Giancarlo Stanton healthy pull side power. That's not.
It's like McGuire on roids bleep.
Yeah, that's not what a human being. That's not what a normal 20-year-old human being should be able to do.
I love Juan
Soto. Just fantastic, man.
I don't know what else to say about the guy. I mean, he's already becoming like fringe my Mount Rushmore of favorite DC athletes ever, and he's played what 200 games.
If that.
I am.
Yeah, probably right about 200.
I am a mark. I mean, it's just over. I don't know what to tell you.
don't you apologize to me.
He is such a stud.
Yep.
And the world's finding out. That's what I love. America, this is Juan.
Hi, everybody. Y'all going to meet Juan?
Juan, this is America. Everybody be nice now. I'll come back in a few minutes. Make sure you're getting along.
How you's doing? I love it.
The Nationals are up 1-0 on the Astros in the World Series. I mean, it kind of hit us last night. We got back to the hotel and I see you, and we're going, did the Nats just win a World Series
holy
game?
Holy bleep.
Live from Houston, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. Let's open up the phones at 800-636-1067. Next, we'll go back through the game with some highlights, some of the turning points and key moments that stood out to us as we were watching from behind home plate. Really an unbelievable experience yesterday in Houston as the Nats jumped out in front in this best of seven World Series. In Houston, where the Nats are leading the World Series, 1-0, game 2 tonight, Justin Verlander, Steven Strasburg. We are live in Houston at our intercom station, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. Grant and Danny here on The Fan. So, Danny, last night after the game, went into the clubhouse, did a couple of things. As I was leaving, Kate Upton came out of the elevator as I was getting on the elevator.
I know who Kate Upton is.
She, for those of you that don't, is the supermodel who is in films and who is world famous, who is married to Justin Verlander.
She's surprisingly good as an actress, I would say.
Okay. I don't know that I'm going to double down on that, but I've never watched her in a movie and thought she's a terrible actress, if that makes sense.
And that to me is a win, because having spoken to her on the phone and much documented, I would have thought, this person will not be able to deliver lines with any sort of charisma, or she'll be a net detriment to anything that she's in. And she was like actually surprisingly okay.
When I saw her, I thought about reminding her of the time she came on the show with you and Holden.
I don't know that would have.
And you did the Yoda impression.
Appropriate. I don't think that.
Talking to Kate Upton? I am.
Yeah,
shut up, Danny. Shut up.
Hold on. I want to hear it. Give me as much as you got.
No.
Tommy. Give me what you got.
Who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Do it.
Do it. Don't boss me,
do
Kate.
Do your damn Yoda. Oh. Do it now.
Do it.
Do it, I will. Talking to Kate Upton? I am.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, Kate?
I liked it.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's one of the worst moments.
Dark times.
On DC radio. It's so bad.
Dark times.
But anyway.
The Nationals won the World Series game 1 last night. Can we do that?
That's the first clip we play. I love it. That's on brand for
D&D. We spoke to Mike Rizzo on the field. We talked to Ryan Zimmerman in the dugout. But that's what we're doing.
No, I like this. We're going somewhere with this. So anyway, so she walks off the elevator. I'm walking on. I mean, so obviously, by the way, I do this thing where I go out loud. I go, oh, wait. And I act like I don't need to get on the elevator. So, like, she walks off. Now, she doesn't notice any of this because she's in her own world.
Right.
She's on the phone.
The bubble.
But in my own mind, I'm like, I have to play this in a way that it's not obvious. I'm just following her. So I, like, start to grab stuff from my bag. Like, I'm looking for my wallet or whatever. I'm like, oh, wait, never mind. And, like, I let the doors close or whatever. And I kind of turn around, like, to follow where she's going. First of all, there is an element of hotness and just stunning beauty.
Uh-huh.
Where the only way I can describe it is to say that someone glows.
Glows.
She was glowing last night.
There's a glow.
So now she's like walking away from me. She kind of stops because she's on the phone and maybe she's afraid to go into the next room or something. She thinks she's going to lose service. She kind of turns toward me and she's just standing there. And what do? Something that a million donks have probably done. I pretend like I'm doing something on my phone and I snipe a picture to send to everyone to say Kate Upton is right here.
You did.
I did.
Nice move. Real subtle.
I sent it to CK and he goes, it's very clear that she knows you're digging that picture. And I was like, we're fine. She's never going to see me again.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, shut up, man. Yeah. God.
Yeah, I know you do.
Kate Upton last night. Very, very cool. Her husband, Justin Verlander.
On the bump tonight.
Pitches today. Nationals, Astros. The first game that was played in this World Series will probably be remembered as the Juan Soto game. But how else could the game be remembered? Like, what would you say, 800-636-1067, if they win this series and you look back at game one, other than the Soto show? Because think about it. People all around the country tuned in last night for Nats Astros, and they got a lot of Juan Soto. But what else carried the day? I do think, frankly, Scherzer's performance with whatever level of his game that he had is memorable, is a signature part of that game. I also thought there were just a lot of little things. You know, Adam Eaton getting a couple of hits. Victor Robles in a rally got a base knock that was huge. Anthony Rendon beat out a double play that would have been an inning killer.
That's right.
To start that whole rally before Juan Soto hit the two-run double off the wall.
That's a good point. I
mean, there's a lot of little nuanced moments. Seemed like almost everybody contributed last night.
I'm so weird because everything you said is right. It's obviously, if I'm making a hierarchy, it's Soto 1, Scherzer 2, Sean Doolittle, by the way, with the 4-out save, very calm. The ninth inning, just such a relaxed ninth inning, just a few flyouts. Victor Robles, a predator drone in center field, just going side to side, making plays, no problem. But I'll remember it for, it's going to sound like I'm down, and I'm not. The Nets kind of getting away with one. Juan Soto throwing to the wrong base. Robles throwing to the wrong base.
Like, he had a tough night on D.
What on earth are we doing? That pop-up that fell in where he dove too early. Adam Eaton in right field. The ball actually touched his glove, I saw, like on a replay. He was just sort of off by a millimeter. Tough play. But also Springer hopping all the way to first base thinking that ball was gone, and then it wasn't gone. He could have easily been standing on third. Just a number of things where the Nationals were razor thin getting away with one. Like, they stole one in Houston. They beat Gerrit Cole, and they stole one out of there. That feeling of maybe that propels them, or the Astros could be sitting there going, yeah, we gave them this one. Maybe we'll come back. It could go either way, certainly depending on how good Strasburg is tonight and if the lineup can find a way to, you know, beat another superstar, beat another Hall of Famer.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're locked into the Fan. We haven't lined up guests on purpose because we want to be able to weave in and out of your calls, which we are going to get to in just a bit. But you got to hop in line so that you're first come and first serve when we get to them. 800-636-1067. We will go back through the specifics of the game via some highlights in a moment. We are live from Houston. And as I told you, we're presented by your DC BMW Center on Grant and Danny right here on the Fan. Houston, Grant, and Danny, where the Nationals have a 1-0 World Series lead. You heard that correctly. On the Astros, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. They sent us on the road. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your D.C. BMW Center or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. Teams that win game one of the World Series go on to win 64% of the time and have won 25 of the last 33 Fall Classics. The Nats became the first team in NL history last night to take five straight road playoff games in a postseason run. And Juan Soto last evening at 20 years, 362 days, 2 days away now from his 21st birthday, the second youngest player to ever hit a bomb in his first World Series game. Only Andrew Jones of the Braves in the mid-90s was younger. And in fact, he's the fourth youngest player to homer in a World Series game in any contest. Jones, Miggy and Mick, Miguel Cabrera, and Mickey Mantle.
Sorry about that collection of people. Good heavens.
There is your list.
It just, he keeps doing these things where he's on the list of guys that have very rarely accomplished these feats at this age. He's doing it right now as a contemporary with Ronald Acuna, who, by the way, is home watching these games. But it really is ridiculous. We've gotten used to it in D.C., and I think at times, I don't want to say we take it for granted, but you don't marvel at it. Again, I think you pointed it out very well. The entire country, who may not be following day-to-day what Bob Carpenter and FB are saying on Masson about Juan Soto and how great he is, they're going to learn this now. The guy in Kansas is going, wait a minute, you mean to tell me he's 20 years old? Bam, that's what's happening right now. He's incredible.
Let's work our way back through last night, relive it with you, because, well, frankly, it was worth doing that. We will pick up the action with the Nationals down 2-0 in the top of the second. The Astros have just struck for a couple of runs. Gerrit Cole needs to hang a zero for a shutdown inning to keep all the momentum, and he wasn't able to do that because the old man who came into last night, having played more games than any player in Major League Baseball currently who had not played in the World Series, was able to hit a home run on the second World Series pitch he'd ever seen.
Here's the wind of the pitch. Swing and a drive, hit well. Deep center field. Way back goes Springer to the warning track. Looking up, and it is gone. Goodbye. Bang. Zoom goes the Z-Man to the deepest part of Minute Maid Park. Just to the left of the batter's eye in center field. Ryan Zimmerman with his second home run of the postseason cuts the Astros' lead in half. It's Houston 2 and Washington 1. On a postseason World Series home run for Ryan Zimmerman.
Danny, I don't know if it actually worked out this way in the dugout, but I know how I felt sitting in the press box was, Gerrit Cole bleeds. Gerrit Cole is human being.
It felt, and we're not obviously in studio where the junkies are, but and I'm sure people have tweeted about this, maybe it was. It reminded me of Rocky IV, when Rocky punched Drago, and Duke, the old trainer of Apollo Creed, yelled in his face, he's not a machine, he's a man, you cut him. That feeling happened last night. When Zimmerman went deep, I went, oh my God, they're going to get to him.
Top of the fourth, Nats still down 2-1. Max Scherzer was struggling. Pitch count elevated, well over 20 pitches per frame early on, and as we would find out over the course of his whole five-inning outing. But he had kept the Astros for going on three innings at just those two runs. So it gave the Nats, with every pitch, a chance to tie the game, and the 20-year-old did that.
The 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, well hit to left field. Way back goes this one. It's got a chance. It's going, going, and long gone up under the railroad tracks. Welcome to the World Series, Juan Soto. Nationals tie the game at 2 as Juan Soto goes opposite field for a tape measure home run onto the railroad tracks. That is Soto's third home run this postseason, and it's a brand new game, the Nationals 2 and the Astros 2.
Attaboy, Dave Jagler, getting to call your first World Series home run.
Attaboy.
Both he and Charlie checking that off the bucket list. First time through the order last night.
Nice how they timed that. It was good that it worked out that way.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Scherzer gets himself into a little trouble. Yordan Alvarez, who's going to be the rookie of the year in the American League singles, and he got on base in his first three plate appearances last night. After a Martin Maldonado flyout to Juan Soto, a little delay on the field for a moment. Then Josh Reddick flew out, so with a couple down, George Springer walked. There were two on and two out. The Nationals had just tied the game.
Huge moment here.
If Houston's able to take the lead again, you're now demoralized, and you got to find a way to come back against Gerrit Cole a second time. Max, I know you don't have it, but can you get out of the jam? The answer was yes.
Now Max has the sign he wants. There go the runners, the 3-2. Swinging a number, first base side. Zimmerman's going to grab the spinner. He'll underhand to Scherzer at the bag. Max touches first twice just to make sure, and the side retired. 27 pitches to retire the side in a scoreless fourth inning. Altuve, the dangerous hitter, grounds out to retire the side.
They were grinding him, man. 27 pitches, as you heard Jagler say in that inning.
You could see what the Astros do, man. That's why they're so tough.
They came away empty, though. Scherzer hung a zero. He needed the bagel, and he got it to get the Nationals back up to the plate in the fifth inning, still tied at 2-2 with the bottom of the order up. Kurt Suzuki, five-pitch walk. Victor Robles, little blooping base hit into the outfield. So, with the top of the order coming up, here is your chance if you're the Nationals. If you can take advantage, you're going to have your first lead ever in a World Series. Trey Turner hit a ball hard, good at bat to right. Runners had to stay put, you thought, except that Kurt Suzuki, with great base running on a fly out to right, advances to third And so he was 90 feet from home plate for Adam Eaton. Remember, Eaton in the first 2 months of the season was probably the worst hitter in Major League Baseball with runners in scoring position. There was a point this year, a few months into the year, in fact, where he was sub 200 in that capacity. He's been huge in the playoffs and down 0-1 in the count. He got a hanging slider and he made Cole pay.
The pause, the kick, and the 0-1. Swing and a line drive, base hit into right field. Scoring from third is Suzuki. Robles turns second and will stop there. Eaton off the end of the bat might have broken the bat with a looping single to right to give the Nationals their first ever lead in a World Series game. Down 2-0 in the first inning. They've scored three unanswered runs. And Adam Eaton drives in his fifth run of the postseason. Runners on first and second with one out here at the top of the fifth inning. And it's now the Nationals 3 and the Astros 2.
Second hit of the game for Eaton, and that bat died doing what it loved.
Yeah, died a hero, as FP likes to say. That was vastly important, just to make sure you punch through. We're sitting there going, beat out a ground ball. Just punch one into the outfield. Sack fly, something. But no, sustain the rally with a base hit. Huge.
Next batter was Anthony Rendon. I thought this may have been the biggest play in the game that we'll never get talked about.
Hidden spot here.
You're not going to find this in a box score. He grounds into what looked like it should have and would have been a double play generally. And I think in May or June it probably would have been. But in the World Series, Rendon's busting it down the line. He beats the play out, and it's as bang-bang as it gets. You and I thought they'd review it.
So I thought he was out live, and you had him safe. And I'm going, they're definitely going to look at this. They're absolutely going to challenge it, right? After a couple seconds, A.J. Hinch gives the nope, let's roll signal.
But he extended the inning for the fourth inning hero, Juan Soto, to get an opportunity in the fifth inning. And it was his night, and he came through again.
Cole comes set. Runners lead first and third. 3-2 to Soto. Swung on, hit in the inner left field. Brantley going back against the Crawford boxes off the wall. Bounces by him back toward the infield. Robles has scored. Rounding third is Rendon. He comes in to score. On a booming double off the left field wall by Juan Soto. He's driven in three runs in the game. The Nationals have scored three runs in the top of the fifth inning. It's now Washington 5 and Houston 2.
My name is Juan Soto, and I barrel baseballs. That's how he introduces himself when he walks into rooms. Skip ahead to the seventh inning now. You didn't think the Astros were going to go quietly. This has been the best team in the sport, not just this year, but essentially now for three seasons running. We're going to get into all the bullpen decisions for Davey Martinez. We got 4 hours to talk about this game, so don't worry, that's coming. I loved going to Corbin, would have stayed with him. Hated going to Rainey. But then, maybe his biggest decision of the game, and I thought the best one, he went to his closer. There's no such thing as rules in 2019 in October. A lot of managers manage in the playoffs like they do in June. You can't do it that way, and Davey Martinez doesn't. So he went to his fireman, Daniel Hudson. Big spot with a couple on. Tying run is in scoring position. He's trying to pitch now out of a bases-loaded jam against Yordan Alvarez, and he brought his hose, and those flames were extinguished.
Hudson slowly comes set. The 0-2. He struck him out swinging on a high fastball on the side, retired. Daniel Hudson blows away Yordan Alvarez to retire the side, and the Astros leave the bases loaded in the seventh inning.
Bases loaded right there with Alvarez, who's already reached base a couple times with some nice swings. He was one for a million in the championship series. That looks over now. A couple nice swings there. Hudson gets him to expand the zone. That was massive in that moment.
Two innings later in the ninth, guess who? For a four-out save, the closer who lost his job, the ninth-inning guy who went low leverage, the wonderful reliever who's been an all-star here in Washington for a couple of years, who a lot of Nats fans decided to start calling doo-doo at some point because he had struggled and had to rebuild himself mechanically. I'm sure he didn't deserve better than that. Sean Doolittle, sports man, you gotta love it.
Sports.
Back in the high-leverage ninth inning to start the World Series. You just can't write this script.
Doolittle sets. He kicks, he delivers, and a swing and a fly ball left center field. Robles to his right on the run there. He's calling for it, and he makes the catch. And a curly W's in the books. The Nationals take game one of the 2019 World Series. Sean Doolittle with a 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth inning. He retires all four men that he faces. And the Nationals on the field to celebrate a victory. Our final score, the Washington Nationals 5, the Houston Astros 4.
That's how it sounded last night right here on 106.7 The Fan. Let's get to your calls next, 800-636-1067. What did you make of game one? What do you think needs to be discussed maybe that isn't being talked about around water coolers today? You are locked into The Fan. The Red October is continuing right here on your flagship home for the Nats, presented by our friends at PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit our showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVI.com today.
He's terrific. He's a great arm. But, you know, our offense, man, hats off to them for what they were able to do to be able to get to him, you know, hit a couple solo shots and then obviously grind away there and get a big inning against them. You know, that was a big moment in the game to go out there and get a big lead and just a job of everybody.
Max Scherzer, after the Nats, beat the Astros in game one of the World Series in Houston last night. That's where we're broadcasting from on Grant and Danny, presented by your Washington, D.C. BMW Center. Lease a BMW 330i X-Drive sedan for $399 a month at your Washington, D.C. BMW Center, or visit BMW Centers for other exceptional lease and finance offers. Last night, I actually caught up with Sean Doolittle on the field right after the game for the Nats flagship network, and we'll play that interview for you coming up at the top of the hour at 11. But it was pretty crazy. I was in the tunnel. So the way it works is, like, right around the bottom eighth, top nine, you go down and you get in line to go on the field with MLB PR. There's only a handful of us. It's MLB Network and ESPN and the Nats and the Astros stations, essentially, that are the rights holders, as they call it, that broadcast the games. Well, you go into this line, and then you make requests as to who you want. And I think we were fourth or fifth in line, and obviously everyone had already requested Soto. So we were going to get either Ryan Zimmerman, who also homered, or Sean Doolittle. But because it's not for a national outlet like ESPN or MLB Network, and we're Nats flagship, we're only doing it if they win. So I'm standing in the tunnel, and they go, you've got Sean Doolittle if he gets a save.
If they do it, yeah.
And if somehow the Astros hit a home run or walk off or they lose,
you can go pound sand.
You could just walk back upstairs really sad. So I'm just waiting to see what happens. Doolittle gets the save. And literally, he goes through the handshake line, slapping palms with his teammates. And after that last high five, the PR guy grabs him and kind of turns him to me. This is maybe 100 seconds after the last pitch.
Right.
And he's like, what's up, dude? And he could barely talk. I mean, his voice was all scratched. And he goes, let me just get some water real quick. And we're live. And Charlie and Dave are throwing to me. And I felt like a jerk, but I was like, dude, no water, no water. Like, we are going now.
You may not have water. You get no water.
He looked at me like, who are you? You're on the field,
you
and I
twerp.
Just got the save, dummy. And I'm like, we're live with Sean Doolittle here.
So we got to apologize to Sean today when we see
him. There will be an apology when I see him that he didn't get any water. But what am I supposed to just talk to myself while he goes and gets water and comes back?
I tell you what we do today as a bit. On the way down to the field, there's bottles of water.
Yeah.
Let's both bring him one.
Well, and, two waters.
And like, it's like, Sean, just to make sure that you're hydrated.
I like that. I think that's good. So we'll do that. We're Grant and Danny from Houston on The Fan. Let's go to the phones. We will start you off with Kyle and Lusby. What's up, Kyle? How are you?
Kyle.
Hey guys. How's it going?
Great.
I want to talk about just the hitting. I know everyone knows Scherzer, you know, battled through some stuff, but to have a week off and to face a guy striking out 14 per game to only strike out four times after the first inning against him is pretty big. Putting the ball in play, you know, with two strikes, was big for us, and just getting those timely hits as well.
Appreciate you, buddy. Great at bats. You're right. The contact rate was awesome. Not a lot of swings and misses on strike two. Cole's strikeouts were down, way lower, about half of what he normally does in the playoffs.
Only struck out six times against him in seven innings. That's pretty damn good.
I'll tell you, it was amazing, man. The layoff not lingering as much as I thought it would, and you know who else thought it would? Everyone with the team. Maybe not the players, I guess. But a lot of the front office folks and people behind the operation were concerned.
Rightfully so. And I mean, Zim had a funny quip. When he talked to us about it. He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're not going to forget how to play baseball. And, you know, and it's good that he's got that confidence and, you know, he could use the rest, as he also told us. But that time off, that sharpness lost has claimed a lot of teams. A lot of teams had great recipes. A lot of teams had great clubhouse culture and great chemistry and things were rolling. And they lost that. And it's no one's fault. It just sort of happens. It's bad luck. I don't know how you do it better when you've got 7-game series. I don't know. It's just one of those things that stinks. But didn't look like it last night. They beat the best pitcher on the planet and knocked him around.
Josh is in Stafford on Grant and Danny next up. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My game ball goes to Kurt Suzuki. You could see early on that Scherzer wasn't going to have the right placement, and Suzuki multiple times, especially in the early innings, just jumped out and blocked some balls from getting to the backstop, allowing runners to score. There was that play early on in the game, I think it was the second inning, when the ball got in front of him, the runner advanced to third, and the way he just popped up with confidence and threw that strike, the runner was safe. But I think, you know, they went out and got Suzuki, put him back on the roster for that game last night, and honestly, I think if he doesn't play the way he does, they don't win that game.
I think it's an unbelievably smart observation. Thank
you. It's a great call. Great call.
He was Kurt Holtby last night because they were spitting on Scherzer's slider and changeup. And a lot of them, I'll give the Astros credit where deserved, but a lot of them were balls out of his hand. He was bouncing pitches in front of home plate.
Mm-hmm.
He did not have the ability to throw balls in the same tunnel as strikes. And Suzuki, time and time again, was taking those balls off the legs, off the chest protector. I mean, he really was Braden Holtby, and instead of pucks, it was the baseball.
And so there's a difference. You could see when Corbin had his inning, the slider he's striking people out on is a strike for a long time, a huge percentage of the way to home plate. It's a strike. And when Scherzer's on, he's got that same thing going, right? The slider darting out of the zone or the fastball riding up out of the zone. Those were, as you said, balls out of his hand, and I think that's an important distinction.
You'll hear from Sean Doolittle on the field when he wasn't allowed to get water because we had a post-game interview to get
to. So thirsty, Grant.
Business needed to be tended to, Danny. We'll also continue with your calls. Took us a little while to get to them, but we want to hear from you guys. That's why we didn't schedule guests early or really at all yet today. At some point, we'll get an expert or two on to paint the picture ahead of Game 2 of this World Series tonight. Steven Strasburg will be on the mound against Justin Verlander. Grant and Danny with you on the fan. We are presented throughout this Red October run by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. You can visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVI.com today. I've been telling you guys I'm a Fauquier County guy. Well, this weekend I went out to Fauquier County. Enjoyed a winery. Nice afternoon. Just watched some nature while I sat there and ate some bread and crackers and my wife drank wine. It was a good time. 40 miles west of D.C. on I-66, went to an orchard, picked some apples, got some pumpkins, ate some kettle corn, drank some hot cider. It was just a fantastic way to spend a day with the baby. First ride on the hay bale through the corn maze. Really cool deal. Go check out one of their 25 wineries, some of the orchards this time of year. Go get your pumpkin or pick your apples. Do something neat, little weekend getaway. Fauquier County, don't sleep on it. Really nice place, only 40 minutes outside the city down I-66.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.